We're starting a deep dive today that feels less like an investigation and honestly more like a race against the clock.
Yeah, really is. We're looking at a story that was live on the internet 1 minute and then just gone the next.
It's all about an internal corporate email, a huge decision kept secret from thousands of people whose, entire livelihoods depend on it.
And the company at the center of all this is Young Living, the essential oil giant.
Right. And the person who blew the whistle, the one acting as a very public watchdog, is Hannah Alonzo.
A huge anti-MLM content creator. If you follow this space, you know her. She really dives deep into the financials and the practices of these companies.
So our mission today is to break down her explosive review.
Yeah.
And we need to be clear, this is based on her opinion, her, deep experience watching this industry, and the contents of a leaked corporate document.
And the timeline here is so critical for you to understand just how high the stakes are. Alonzo published her video on January 8th, 2025.
In it, she details this massive plan change for Young Living coming in 2026.
But then, just 2 days later, on January 10th, that video was taken down, made private.
And why? Well, Alonzo confirmed she got a cease and desist notice.
We don't actually know who sent it. Was it Young Living? Was it someone connected to the leak? We have no idea.
And we don't know if a lawsuit is coming, but that legal hammer fell so fast. And that action to me says the information in her video was absolutely real.
Oh, for sure. So we're reviewing her breakdown of the secret plan, which, well, her analysis suggests Young Living is getting ready to ditch its entire multi-level marketing model.
And we need to figure out what that shift looks like and what the frankly devastating impact will be on their thousands of brand partners who are, as of right now, totally in the dark.
Yeah, completely in the dark.
Okay, let's unpack this. We have to start with how the secret got out in the first place.
The chain of information here is just a perfect example of how corporate secrets fall apart in, the digital age.
So Alonzo said she got two separate unsolicited emails on December 15th, 2025.
Two different sources, and they both claim to know W2 salaried Young Living employees.
So the corporate employees get this super sensitive internal email. They tell someone close to them, a spouse, a friend, whatever, and those people happen to watch Alonzo's channel.
And they decided to email her. Not just the details, but the document itself.
She was really clear that she was the third person in the chain. She didn't solicit this, it landed in her lap.
And you have to imagine that internal email was just dripping with confidentiality warnings.
It was. Alonzo was actually able to quote part of it. The company wrote, "We ask that all employees treat this information as confidential as it is intended for internal communication only until a public announcement is made."
Wow. I mean, that's a clear top-level warning. It really underscores how serious this decision was.
Which is why, the immediate legal action against her wasn't a huge surprise.
Right, but she was prepared. Before she published anything, she consulted two different lawyers to figure out her legal standing here. She knew the risk.
And her legal rationale, her defense, really relied on three key points. And these are critical to understanding why she took that risk.
Her first point was simple.
Yeah.
She's not a Young Living employee. She's not bound by their NDAs or any contract.
the liability, if any, is on the employee who leaked it, not on her.
Exactly. Her second point was about how she got it. She obtained the information lawfully. She didn't hack anything, didn't bribe anyone. It was just given to her.
And the third, and I think this is the most powerful point, is the public interest argument.
Yeah, she argued that sharing information that affects the financial futures of thousands of people who are right now being told to spend money and recruit, that it falls under First Amendment protections.
It's basically investigative journalism.
It is. She's arguing the public's right to know about this coming financial disaster outweighs the company's desire for secrecy.
It's a fascinating legal tightrope she's walking, and it's playing out right now with her video being censored.
But let's get to the core of it. The email itself, it was sent Monday, December 15th at 10:03 a.m. And Alonzo read this critical sentence verbatim.
What did it say?
"We are writing to inform you of an important update regarding Young Living's marketing partner program. After careful consideration and strategic planning, the company has made the decision to officially conclude the marketing partner program in quarter two of 2026."
Marketing partner program. It's vague, right? It's corporate speak.
It is, but Alonzo's sources and her own experience told her this is just code for their public-facing brand partner program.
So the entire MLM side of the business.
That's the takeaway. The core message is clear. Young Living is planning to end its current business model sometime between April and June of 2026.
Okay, let's try and decode what that actually means, because conclude the program could go a couple of different ways, but Alonzo has a pretty strong prediction.
Her interpretation, which her sources backed up, is that Young Living is shutting down the MLM structure to, you know, get away from the negative public perception of the whole model.
It's a brand cleanup.
It's a total brand reputation move. Now, for the reps, the brand partners, how they do this is everything.
Right, because reps make money in two main ways. One is a small commission on their own sales.
And the second, which is the big one, is commissions and bonuses from the sales of everyone they've recruited into their downline.
Team building. That's where the real money is.
That's where the life-changing money is, for the top 1% anyway. And the email doesn't specify if they're ending just the recruiting part or ending the brand partner program completely.
So what's the most likely scenario based on what Alonzo has seen in the industry?
The most likely outcome, based on the pattern, is a pivot to an affiliate model.
Okay, explain that.
They'll drop the recruitment and team building stuff. That's the part with all the legal risk and bad PR. But they'll probably let reps keep earning a small commission on their personal product sales.
So the ranks, the bonuses, the massive team income.
All gone. Vanished. And this is where the financial reality just hits like a brick wall. This isn't happening in a vacuum. No, not at all. This is a strategic move we've seen again and again over the last few years as, you know, consumer education about MLMs has exploded.
So who else has done this?
Well, there's some big examples. We've seen this kind of shift with Rodan and Fields, the skincare company. We saw with Beachbody. They even changed their name to get away from the MLM reputation. Saint, the makeup brand, also dropped the model.
And what happened there? I mean, what was the fallout for the reps?
It was devastating for the top earners. Take Rodan and Fields. They wanted to be seen as a premium skincare brand, not an MLM. So they started phasing out their consultant program, moving to a pure affiliate structure. The people who built their entire income on those downline commissions just lost it all.
And this is exactly the path Alonzo is predicting for Young Living.
It is. The only major exception she mentioned was a smaller company called Modair, which just shut down completely. But for a giant like Young Living, a pivot is more likely.
So let's talk about the money. You have to look at their own numbers.
You do. According to Young Living's own 2024 income disclosure, which they are legally required to publish, almost 70% of their brand partners made a median annual income of $5.
Five dollars,
that is not a business. That's a loss. Once you factor in what they have to buy every month.
The whole structure is just so unbalanced. But at the same time, look at the top.
Exactly. At the other end, you have people at the platinum rank and above making hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions, a year.
And that income is almost entirely from the recruitment structure, from the downline commissions.
100%. So for them, dissolving that structure is basically like being laid off from a high-paying job with almost no notice.
And they are totally walled off from this decision. The email goes out in December 2025 for a change happening in Q2 2026.
It follows the pattern. A long period of secret planning, followed by what will probably be a cold, impersonal corporate email with very little warning.
This is where Alonzo's analysis really pivots to the human cost, and this part is just, it's tough to hear.
Yeah, it's gut-wrenching. She found a case study that really highlights the betrayal.
Tell us about it.
It's a top-ranking brand partner. She's a recent widow and a solo mom. And her family's entire financial security is tied to her Young Living income.
Wow.
Combined with her other ventures, she made over $260,000 in 2025. She's one of their big success stories.
A real life-altering income built on this system.
Yes. And just a few weeks after that secret internal email went out in December, she posted a New Year's Eve video.
What did she say?
She told her whole team she was 120,000% confident she could keep providing for her girls in 2026. She was setting these huge goals, you know, completely believing in the future of the business.
Oh, that's brutal. So she's broadcasting all this hope and confidence to her entire network.
Utterly unaware that the company had already started the countdown clock on her main source of income. Alonzo called it gut-wrenching to watch, knowing this financial cliff was less than 6 months away for her.
But what makes this so much worse, what makes it ethically damning, is the evidence that Young Living was actively encouraging people to keep building after the decision was made.
They weren't just quiet. They were pushing forward like nothing was wrong.
The timeline is just shocking. On the exact same day that confidential email went out to employees, December 15th, Young Living hosted a corporate Zoom call for all the brand partners.
But the call wasn't about the program ending. Not even close.
What was it about?
It was a huge no product push. A weight management system called Balance and Burn.
Mm.
Top earners were given early access. They started buying it, promoting it, creating sales groups.
So they're sinking more of their own time and money into a business that corporate knows is about to be gutted?
Yes, but it gets worse. This, in Alonzo's view, is the smoking gun.
Okay.
On December 30th and 31st, 2 full weeks after they decided to end the program, the official Young Living Recognition Instagram page posts congratulations for their consecutive enrollment club.
So they're congratulating people for recruiting.
They're explicitly encouraging them. The post said to keep working hard, keep up those enrollment numbers, and to join the 12-month club in January 2026.
They were pushing recruitment for a program they knew would not exist in that form by January 2027.
No, not even that long. It wouldn't exist by Q2 of 2026.
That's incredibly gamming. They're actively incentivizing people to buy expensive starter kits and pour time into building a team for an opportunity they've already decided to kill.
It raises a massive ethical question. Alonzo just nailed the moral bankruptcy of knowingly taking money for an opportunity that you know is about to disappear. This whole push feels like a last-ditch cash grab.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Well, it looks like one of the biggest MLMs is planning to dissolve its recruitment structure by mid-2026.
And they kept it a secret from the very people who generate their revenue while actively pushing them to spend more money and recruit new people into a failing system.
And that brings us back to the immediate tension of this leak. Young Living had a huge New Year kickoff live stream scheduled for Saturday, January 10th. The very same day, Alonzo's video was taken down because of the cease and desist.
And based on the language in the email and the history of other MLMs, Alonzo had already predicted they would never announce the change at that event.
No, they'd wait until the very last possible minute. But the leak changes the whole game.
Secrecy only works if the information stays secret.
Right. And now it's out there, even if her original video is down. Her goal was clear. Give these brand partners time to prepare, to find an exit ramp.
And this raises a really important question for all of us about corporate responsibility. When a company's desire for, you know, strategic revenue-driven secrecy clashes with the public's interest.
Especially the interest of thousands of people who are about to lose their livelihoods. Livelihoods built on a promise the company made.
So will this leak, this very public exposure, force their hand? Will Young Living have to accelerate its timeline and announce this change sooner than they planned?
Will they finally give their partners the notice and respect they deserve? That's what we're all watching for next in this story.